Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Elemental Evan podcast. This is your host, Evan Roberts. On this show, I break down health topics from a simplified and holistic perspective so that you can walk away from each episode with some tools in your belt. That way you can actually apply some of the knowledge from these episodes to your life. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to not overcomplicate health, because it definitely seems like it's a really easy thing to do. We can see too many opposing views on health, and you know, there's all this new health tech gear coming out, and you know, the newest supplements and all these different things, when I think it's really important for us to realize that health is, you know, pretty much just going back to the basics is going to be the most beneficial. And don't get me wrong, I get caught up in this all the time, being that I'm pretty big into the health field, and I love to see all the new stuff that's coming out. It's easy for me to get really sucked up in, you know, the newest supplement or tech gear for, you know, fill in the blank, basically. And yeah, it's super easy to fall into that and end up spending a bunch of money. And of course, it might be great for you, but really at the end of the day, a lot of the health practices that are going to have the biggest effect on your health are going to be the things that you can do on a daily basis. And I think it's really important for us to always remember that and to not get too, you know, too absorbed in all of the new stuff that's coming out. Now, of course, there are certain supplements that truly can make a pretty big difference for someone, especially if they have a very targeted goal. We can think of things like brain health and lion's mane mushroom, for example. Like, that's definitely going to help, but at the end of the day, really, if we just focus on the basics, that's going to be the biggest thing. So what are the basics? The basics are things like good food, good sleep, good movement, good relationships. These are going to be some of the biggest things that we can do, right? Our lifestyle practices are going to have the biggest effect on our health because we do them every single day, right? You have habits that you build, and those habits are going to be far more effective than anything else, in my opinion. And typically with my supplements, a while ago, I tried to decrease the amount of supplements that I was actually taking. I tried to narrow them down to primarily like food-based supplements was my goal. There's a couple of things that maybe aren't exactly food-based supplements, but you know, I take things like spirulina and chlorella. It's like one of the biggest things that I take on a common basis, and that's just microalgae. Organifi, I take some of their green juices as well. Lion's mane, it's literally a mushroom. So these are like typically whole food-based products, with probably the one that I feel like I enjoy the most and I take the most is the spirulina and chlorella from Energy Bits. That's typically one of my favorites just because it's like, in a way, almost like a multivitamin. So it's usually one of the ones that I really usually stick with. By the way, check them out. They're in the show notes or the description, and you get 20% discount. Love Energy Bits, but typically that's the main one that I take. And aside from that, I try to just really focus on being as intentional with my habits as possible. So, you know, one of the biggest, or there's actually, sorry, there's a lot of big things that we can do, but one of the biggest ones that I've noticed recently, I should say, is I've really focused on my sleep lately, and it has been such an absolute game changer. So I get up at 5 o'clock every day, typically, with the exception of a few days out throughout the week. And so, you know, it's a relatively early wake up time, which means that I do have to get to bed at a decent time as well, right? Like, I typically try to shoot for being in bed somewhere between 9 and 9:30 if I can. But I'm not going to lie, that doesn't always happen. There's times where it's 10:30 or 11 o'clock before I'm in bed, which is just honestly not enough time for me personally to get in a really solid sleep. So I've focused here recently on getting to bed earlier. I've also been really religious with my mouth taping, which has been super beneficial. I've also included a little bit of magnesium to help with my sleep. And the sleep has been incredible. And I wake up feeling so rested and ready to take on the day. And it helps with everything. It helps with my energy levels. It helps with my cognition. So I'm honestly, I just feel sharp as a tack, like much more on top of things. And yeah, sleep has been incredible lately for me to focus on. And then aside from that, you know, movement has been really beneficial as well. I've been including more of a movement practice throughout my week, 3 to 4 times a week. And that has been really beneficial as well in my mood, in my productivity, and honestly, just my overall way that I feel. So those have been really huge. Food has always been something that I've been pretty focused on. So I wouldn't say there's been a massive change in that for me, but nonetheless, these are the basics. These are the fundamentals. And then also having good relationships. I don't want to exclude that one. That one is very important, at least for longevity. And honestly, I think quality of life, relationships play a big role in that as well. So those are the core things that really we need to focus on. And honestly, these are the things that I tell myself when I see myself like adding things to a cart and it's, you know, starting to add up a couple $100s. And you're like, oh my God, like, am I really going to drop all this money right now? And sometimes I'll just think to myself, okay, look, what am I trying to fix here? And how can I, you know, adjust the lifestyle and habits that I already have to try to support that better? And I'll usually go that method first, and there's so much benefit. Every time I focus on any of these categories, whether it be sleep, food, movement, or relationships, something in my life gets better, like for sure, and it helps out in so many different ways. I would definitely say, though, sleep and movement, those have been the two things I've been focusing on lately, and they've been absolutely game changer. I feel really, really good having focused on both of those, but there's so much that we can do without spending any money, and it can really benefit us greatly. So I don't like it when people think that like food is, or sorry, not food, but like health and being healthy is kind of this like, I don't know, high class only reserved type thing. Like, I'm not high class, at least not when it comes to like money or anything like that. So no, honestly, I'm not high class. I'm like straight up Neanderthal over here. But honestly, I think it's ridiculous when we look at it that way. And I think people have that idea because when you see organic food being more expensive and you see all these supplements and, you know, the different gadgets that you can buy for your health, like it definitely feels like it can be very exclusive, but it shouldn't be that way. Good health is available to everybody. It just requires a little bit of know-how and some knowledge on, you know, things that we can do to become more healthy in our day-to-day life. And so just wanted to re-highlight that to everybody, that you don't need a supplement. You don't have to take a supplement. You can obtain so much through your daily practices. And I think supplements should really actually come second. Like, after you have updated your habits and your lifestyle, then you can look into supplements and allow them to kind of work in cohesion with, you know, your actual lifestyle practices. But I don't think they should be the first go-to. So even, for example, like I was mentioning spirulina and chlorella. I love spirulina and chlorella. The Energy Bit stuff is amazing. Like, it's one of my favorite supplements that I literally take daily. But if, for example, I was not eating a healthy diet, like, I can't just rely on the spirulina with, you know, okay, yeah, it has 40 vitamins and minerals in it. But if I'm just relying on the spirulina, like, that's not the way to go. Like, I have to have a good diet. And then that spirulina is going to, you know, combined with a good diet, is going to make sure that I'm really covering all of my bases and getting the nutrients that I actually need. I can't just rely on spirulina. Like, I take spirulina one time in the morning, and as many vitamins and minerals as it may have, it's not going to make up for a poor diet. So we really have to focus on these basics first. Even with sleep, for example, you know, I mentioned magnesium. Magnesium can help with sleep, and it definitely seems to benefit my sleep. But I've also had really, really good sleeps when I just made sure that I wasn't watching TV like right up to the minute that I went to bed, and I didn't have a meal, you know, 2 hours before going to bed, and I took a nice hot shower and did a nighttime routine to kind of get myself prepared for bed. And then, you know, I get into bed and give myself enough time to sleep before I have to wake up. And guess what? I have an incredible sleep, and I wake up feeling like $1 million, and I did it without any supplements or spending of money at all, right? It was just good health practices. And I think that's like literally the most important thing for us to focus on. And it falls into all categories. We can think of even like movement, for example. When it comes to movement, people are so focused on taking all these different supplements to, you know, gain muscle and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And sure, of course, like taking creatine and taking essential aminos and protein, like all of that is going to help. But you know what is at the core of that is actually getting the movement in. Like, you can't just take the supplements and get buff. Like, you actually got to do the movement. And then the movement, even if you just paired movement with a good diet that had high protein in it, that's going to be super beneficial right there. And the additional protein shakes or essential amino acids, they're going to be great. And they're going to also maybe put you over the top and really get you to that next level. But at the core of it, it really just starts with good habits. So anyways, that's what I really wanted to focus on. I feel like everyone overcomplicates health, myself included. I start falling into the trap of like, there's something externally that I need to be taking to help me be better at something. And really at the core of it, we have pretty much everything we need internally. You know, we can do these practices and habits and, you know, really just live a super healthy lifestyle without having to spend a ton of money and looking for external things to make us better. It all starts with ourselves and just creating really good habits. So anyways, I just wanted to highlight that point. It was something I saw myself getting caught up in just about a week ago, actually. And then I really had to reevaluate and look at things and say, hold up, like, what are the core principles of health here? And, you know, it comes back to these core habits and our lifestyle practices that we have that really makes the biggest impact on our health. So anyways, I just wanted to mention that, everybody. And I hope that you guys all have some really great health practices, you know, lifestyle practices, and, you know, start there. That's always the place to start. Before you take any supplement, start there. Check, how are you eating? How are you sleeping? Are you moving enough? Do you have good relationships? You know, are you getting sunlight? Are you staying hydrated? Like, all these different things, they're going to make the biggest impact first, and then we can go from there. So anyways, y'all, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and found some benefit in it. Don't overcomplicate health. It's much more simple than we think. And yeah, so anyways, I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. I'll see you on next week's episode. And until then, do everything with good intentions, connect to the elements, and much love, y'all. Peace. This podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. Evan Roberts is not a medical professional, and this podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Statements and views expressed on this show are not medical advice. This podcast, including Evan Roberts and any guests on the show, disclaims responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained in this episode. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a medical professional.